Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
So 12:24, you're with Vectis Radio on October the 1st. I can't believe that we are on October the 1st. We've had this booked in for some time now because someone said, oh, I'm organising something. I want to come in and tell everybody about it. And today's the day. So, Phil Norris, welcome.
Hello, Ian.
So what have you got for us then?
Right, I've got something really, really exciting because in the last few months, I had an idea, I had a plan, and I've created a music festival for the Isle of Wight, a brand new music festival, to raise money for two charities, and we're using 10 island artists and bands. I'm only using island musicians. So we're going to hopefully raise a lot of money and promote all of our fantastic musicians that we have here. And every year, I hope to have 9 new bands and musicians and 2 different charities. So gradually I'll work around lots of different charities around the island.
Fantastic. Sounds exciting. Let's name the charities first of all.
The charities are the...
Can we name them? Right, yeah, okay, yeah. Go on.
So it's Island Defibrillators. I've been working with Steve from that. And it's the Riverside Community Action Hub with all of their care sectors that they have inside there.
Okay, so that's right here at the Riverside Centre. Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, excellent. So I would imagine they're well chuffed with the funds.
Yeah, we're going to raise them a lot of money. And obviously there's bar and bar food all day. So
then we haven't got to the venue yet. Where are we having this event?
The venue is at the Riverside Centre in Newport.
So we're right here again.
Right here again. Okay. Yeah. And it's the date. You want the date?
Go on. Date.
March the 29th, 2025. Okay, we're the only festival in the winter, as far as I know. Doesn't matter if it's raining because we're inside.
Okay.
So there's a bar food, there's little stalls of crafty things that people have made on the island and things like that. And we're just going to have a really, really good time.
So when you say it's at the Riverside Centre and you've got all these other crafty things as well going on and music on a stage and so on, is it going to be all over the Riverside Centre or is it all just going to be in one place?
We have the big hall.
Yeah.
The one that we use for the Community Radio Awards.
Yeah.
We have that, and then we have a couple of other rooms as well, for like a chill-out room and things. So it's probably half of the venue.
Okay. And just remind me, what's it, the 29th is a Saturday?
It's a Saturday. The event will run from 2 until 10 on that day.
All right, 2 until 10 on that day, and you've got 10 bands, which you haven't mentioned yet.
I haven't mentioned yet.
No.
Or the title of the festival.
Give us the title of the festival, then.
The festival is called Homegrown Music Festival. Because it's only island artists fundraising for our island together.
Homegrown Music Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, HGMF. Yeah, right, okay.
HGMF.
Yeah. HGMF. Yeah. So, Homegrown Music Festival, which features 10 artists.
Yeah.
Let's not do the first one. Let's not do the top band that are coming along. Let's start.
You want them in any order then?
No, let's start. Who's on first?
Who's on first? Right, we have Beth and John.
Right.
She's in the welcome foyer, so if you get there between 1:15 and 2, she will be welcoming you with her lovely voice.
Is that like an acoustic, just her and a guitar and
She doesn't, I don't think she plays guitar, but she's got backing tracks and stuff.
Okay. I've seen Bethan before.
Yeah.
She was at an event I went to last year at the PC Consultants, and she was brilliant. She was
fantastic,
really,
really
voice. Great.
Yeah. Okay. So after that, then we've got Feck, which is an Irish music band. They're fabulous. I went to see them the other night.
I'm glad you said that.
And they get everybody dancing, and it's great for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
This sort of band. So they're doing a bit. And then who we got then? Then we got Strawberry Moon, which is Meg Brimson.
They're on our playlist, you know.
They are?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah. She's doing a little gap filler, like a 15-minute between all the band changes.
Okay,
so we filled that out.
A bit like, do you remember that lady that did that in the free Nelson Mandela concert?
No.
Someone did that. Tracy Chapman did that.
and what, the gap fillers?
Made her name off the back of that event, 1987, I think it was, at Wembley Stadium. It was Free Nelson Mandela, and all these acts came on, loads of them, Eurythmics, and so many more. But in between, they had Tracy Chapman with just a guitar singing. So that's not a bad job to have.
No, that's not, because it gets everyone's attention, doesn't it?
All right, who else is on this list?
On the list, then, we've got Ruby and the Diamonds.
Ruby and the Diamonds.
Ruby and the Diamonds, which is...
There was a band called Marina and the Diamonds, weren't there, that had chart success and played the Isle of Wight Festival. So this is Ruby.
I'm not as old as you, Ian, I don't know.
It was only a few years ago, Phil. Only about 5 years ago.
Was it?
The charts, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't on the island then.
Yeah, but this band was huge. They played the Isle of Wight Festival, and they were in the charts and everything, yeah. Go on,
and the Diamonds. Were they country or blues?
Neither.
There you go, that's why I haven't heard of them then.
Right, okay.
Right, Ruby and the Diamonds. And then we've got Danny from the Foo Bar over at Ride. She's coming over to do some audience participation, sort of healing, therapy, dancing for a few minutes.
Right.
And then we have, after Danny, we have the Signalmen. And then we have a student from Music CIC. And the reason I've put Music CIC in there is because it will be great for them to have an experience of a festival. It will be great for them to be around some of our top artists. And they have a right, as they're homegrown, they have a right to be on that stage as well. So I'm showcasing two of those.
Can you tell me, just tell everybody what CIC is?
Music CIC is it's down Pyle Street, and it's a charity organised by Marie that helps people learn all sorts of different instruments. So we could be getting an oboe, we could be getting a violin. I don't know. I've just said to them I'd like two students and get them on the festival.
Brilliant.
Okay, and then after that, we finish that section with Taboo. Taboo, so they're very, very rocky. They're brilliant. Then we've got a raffle and an interval. Second section, we're starting with Ben Stubbs. He's on the playlist. Lovely Ben Stubbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we've got another Music CIC student. And then we've got Regroove, which is a 70s sort of Edwin Starr, Searchers, Luther Vandross sort of group. Then we've got Danny again doing some more dancing. Then we've got the Real Dead Ringer, which is the Meatloaf tribute band. And then...
Is there one on the island then?
Yeah.
So there's... I didn't know this.
He played the festival.
There's an island Meatloaf Dead Ringer on the island then?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Keep going, Phil. Who else is on the list?
After him, we're finishing with the Ohms.
All right.
So we've got reggae, we've got jazz funk, we've got rock, we've got blues, we've got solos, we've got all sorts of genres to celebrate island music.
So we finish up with the Ohms?
Finish up with the Ohms,
On stage for what, an hour?
I've put down for 45 minutes, but I want to give them an hour. So I need to do a little bit of tweaking with the times and stuff. But
they were at Postfest about 7 years ago. They were brilliant. They were absolutely brilliant. And they are a brilliant band.
Yeah.
So if you love the Ohms, it's just worth going along just for that.
I saw them at the Anchor in Cowes a couple of months ago, and the dance floor was just packed. The vibe they've got is just amazing.
Now, you haven't mentioned the price yet.
The price?
Yeah. And where do we get our tickets and how?
Right. You get your tickets from the website, which goes live on the 1st of November. And the website is www.homegrownmusicfestival-iow.co.uk.
All right, so it's not going live until the 1st of November.
1st of November.
Is that when you can get your tickets?
You can get your tickets from there. They're £12.50 per person, adults and children, because I want to raise as much money as I can, but I've kept the price right down. So £12.50 per person. There's merchandise available, like festival T-shirts and coffee mugs and things like that, which is Tea Mill over at Freshwater. They've said to me that we will give you, every item sold, we'll give you 25% back for your charities for a whole year.
Wow.
That's awesome, isn't
That's
it?
Brilliant, yeah. Tea Mill over in Freshwater.
Tea Mill over
well
at Freshwater.
Well done to them.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. So you've got everything planned?
It's all set.
The tickets go on sale November the 1st.
Yeah.
Put it in your diary. It's the 29th of...
29th of March, but there's only 300 tickets because it's the Riverside Centre.
Right. Okay, and it's almost £12.50. It's almost like a pound a band, isn't it?
Near enough.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be honest, most people wouldn't mind paying a tenner to see the Ohms.
To see the Ohms.
So you quit it,
that's right.
Aren't you?
All right. As I said, I've kept it down so everyone can afford it, but it's the one price right across the board.
Okay, and the charities again, just mention them.
The Island Defibrillators and the Riverside Community Action Hub.
Okay, excellent.
With all their care sectors and things they do in there.
Excellent. So you've got a whole list of great bands. You've got the venue, you've got the prices, the tickets go on sale. Everything is sorted.
We've got lights, we've got a sound engineer. We've got we're going to have a couple of talks from the charities for 10, 15 minutes or so. We just want to raise as much money as we can. And with the tea meal thing from Freshwater, buy a T-shirt, 25% back to the charities for a whole year.
Massive undertaking, Phil. It's a big job, but it sounds like you've got it all covered. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
I hope it goes really, really well. And you'll have to come back at some point before Christmas to tell us how sales are going and just tell us a little bit more about it. And maybe bring someone from Community Action to come in and say, hey, look, this is what Community Action does. This is where your funds are going to go. And the other person is defibrillator as well. To get them in, I just think it would be great because that will sell it. It's all for charity.
All for charity. The county press are covering it on the day, and we're having a write-up before, and the Observer are covering it as well.
Brilliant. Good luck, Phil.
Thank you, Ian.